Fitness, Friday, July 23rd, 2021. Sprinting, fitness, sprinting, basically synonymous. Also, one of the easiest things for CrossFitters to blow off and not program for themselves. That's not how we roll at Lynchpin. As we say all the time, we do what is effective. I care very little about what's popular. I care about what's effective. Sprinting is effective. Here we go. Workout of the day for time. 6 amazing 400 meter sprints, repeats, runs, whatever you'd like to call them. Resting as needed between each. I would recommend it resting at least about 3 minutes would be great so you can hit the next one hard. We did a full Lynchpin conversation actually about rest and recovery and interval training. Last time we did this exact workout was on January, February, March 30th, 2020. If you want to go back, see your times, see your rest intervals, all that good stuff in the BTWB app. Other equipment conversions. Let's say, sadly, you don't have a place to run. No worries. You can do 1,200 meters on the Rogue Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Airdyne. 500 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, the Concept 2 Ski Erg. 1,000 meters in the Concept 2 Bike Erg, and if you're using an air runner, go ahead and reduce the distance by 25%. Whew, super fitness robot times. 1 minute and 25 seconds or less for every 400 meter run. More likely, anywhere in the neighborhood of 1 minute and 55 or less for each 400 meter run. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option are exactly the same as the workout of the day because no gear is needed. But for the scaled option today, instead of doing 6 intervals, we're doing 4, and instead of prescribing a distance, we're prescribing a time, and you'll just run as far as you can in that window. So for the scaled option today, it's 4 runs, each 2 minutes long. So in 2 minutes, see how far you can go. You're gonna do that 4 different times, and you will rest 3 minutes between each one of those efforts, and just note your distances so you can compare them in the future. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 2 minutes per side. I don't know why, but I love the side plank hold, and I'm not great at it, but it feels very beneficial. Side plank hold, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes per side. We've got a video showing that. And then, so much fun, 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or if you're not there yet, 5 minutes of double under attempts or practice, and we've got a video showing that. Talking about practice. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretches, glute stretch, the straddle stretch, and then calves and foam rolling. And we've got videos showing each one of those. Sprints, who doesn't love them? Hopefully you enjoy them as much as I do. And tomorrow, the barbell's making an appearance, so you earned it.